You had to give, well, you did, you gave a lot of pep talks.
Oh, yes.
Even when times are really tough.
Especially.
And at halftime, when you knew you were behind 36 to nothing, yeah, and you had to go out there. What kind of talks would you give?
Well, I'm glad I took psychology in college. But halftime, some of them called it BS sessions. But you had to get in their head. You had to get inside of them. You can't stay outside. You got to get in and speak their language.
Do you think that there were times at halftime you did get into their head and, yeah, gave them a positive thought and it turned the game around?
Absolutely, yes. And you watch. I learned some of this from Bud Wilkinson.
The great coach of Oklahoma University.
You betcha. And how his demeanor was. He was neat. He was dressed well. He never, as far as I know, I wasn't there, but I would doubt whether he ever said a curse word on the field. But he was tough. He was tough. He worked your tail off. And you can see what the results were. One of the top coaches there ever was in the history of coaching.
Right. Well, some of this could be said about you. I'm sure you were tough too, but you seem to have, as I'm sitting across here from you, that demeanor that you talked about Coach Wilkinson.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a reaction, and it's something that's in your heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I played. And played sorry sometimes, played good sometimes, had some good coaches sometimes and some bad coaches. And I'll say this, I wouldn't even label any of them as a bad coach.
Yeah.
But sometimes philosophy is something that I wouldn't have done, but who knows?
Let's give some advice here to parents. And right now, I have a grandchild. His name is Lars, and he's 8 years old, and he's involved very much in baseball.
Uh-huh.
They're playing tournament baseball on the weekend.
Yeah.
And we're sitting watching this, and my son used to be a coach, mm-hmm, not professionally, but we see things going on that we don't like, or why is Lars always playing, why is he always catching or playing third? And we have all this stuff going in our head.
Uh-huh.
So what is your advice to parents? And then I hear parents yell at their own son,
mm-hmm,
and do this, do this. And then there's another one who yells at Lars, Lars, move over there. And so, you know, we have all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so what's your advice?
Well, my advice is, and being on both ends of this now, because I was a parent too, I was up in the stands. I always had a clipboard and tried to be on the sideline. But anyway, you have these people that are coaching and teaching, and if they are doing an outstanding, poor job, you know, everybody can see it, you can't let this drift over into your son or your daughter. And you don't ever want to speak negative about the coach or teacher in front of the student. You just don't do it. The way you speak negative is to go talk to that person face to face. And if you've got anything negative to say, say it to him, not to somebody behind his back, or to, especially don't talk about it with the kids. That doesn't approve anything.
Yeah. And how many times have we heard that parents got in fights in the stands? I don't know, did that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
There'll be fights break out in the stands?
Oh, yeah. That'd be talking about what some player's doing, what they're not doing, and not knowing who's sitting down. And yeah, that, you know, that would kind of get me going if somebody was sitting there running my kid down, no
yeah.
matter what he was doing, right or wrong.
Right. And then as a coach, you saw it happening in the stands
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd always made it a point that if I saw anything like that, I'd call the parent or talk to him personally and try to point out how to approach it in my way and not physically do something that you regret later on.
Did you have some who rebuffed you and said you're wrong? Or?
Oh, yes. Especially two mamas, like not just men, but the mamas.
The most
they can
aggressive,
They can chew you out pretty good. That's for sure. I won't mention names.
But you could.
I could.
And maybe names we know.
Yes, that's for sure. But bless their hearts, they're tied up in their flesh and blood. And although I can't excuse them for that, I can see why they're doing it, you know. You can't overlook it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And you can't agree to it either.
Well, despite some of the hardship you went through, you had a lot of victories and a lot of joy as well. And yes, you spoke being fired two times. But you were inducted into the Oklahoma Track Coaches Hall of Fame in 1987.
Uh-huh.
You were inducted into the Oklahoma Coaches Hall of Fame in 1988 and Edison Coaches Hall of Fame in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, were you inducted in the Memorials?
Yes.
Hall of Fame as well.
Uh-huh.
So you did get a lot of compliments and the results of good work.
Well, I must have been a good psychologist.
Well, no, they saw that you were a good coach is what they saw.
Well, these schools that you're talking about there, they're top-class schools. Of course, any school, they're all top-class to me, the way they're working with kids. But, there's a lot of pleasure in coaching. It's not all tears. There's a lot of pleasure in it.
Here you are, 88 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to believe that you're 88 years old.
Yeah.
you're in good health, I presume?
I just thank the Lord every step I take.
Yeah. And through your entire life, you were?
Yes.
Didn't have any major health
problems?
Well,
I've had two knees replaced. I've had both shoulders operated on. I had my back operated on twice, but other than that, my heart and my blood pressure and all this has always been normal, except right at the close of a game when I think we might lose.
Right. Yeah. So
this has to go back, I think, to my heritage. I always mention Grandpa Beale, giant of a man. 6'5", white hair, red face, inch-thick glasses. And when he preached, he'd been known to break many, many pulpits with his fists, truly. Yeah. If he saw somebody reacting in the audience favorably to what he went to advertise, he'd walk down. I remember this for sure. Jefferson, old Charlie, sitting on the third row with his overalls. Grandpa walks down, and Charlie just praising. He reaches down and grabs him by the bib of the overalls and pulls him up. He said, "Are you with the Lord, Charlie?" He said, "Amen, preacher." That type of thing, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. You talked about your mother. And you have a poem here,
yes.
And you had it sitting out, but yeah. I wanted you to read it, because how old were you when you wrote this poem to your mother?
I was in the fifth grade.
And so you were
11 years old.
About 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And this is what you read to your mother.
Uh-huh.
And wrote to her. Let's hear it.
Hundreds of stars in the pretty sky. Hundreds of skills on the shore together. Hundreds of birds that go singing by. Hundreds of bees in the sunny weather. Hundreds of dewdrops too great to greet the dawn. Hundreds of lambs in the purple clover. hundreds of butterflies on the lawn, but only one mother. The wide world over. Fifth grade, 1938.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great to hear you read that.
Yeah.
Well, you've got tears, and so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah. So then you have reason to believe you can be 95 or 98.
Well, I told my grandson, Timothy, I said, when you graduate, I'll be 108 years old, and yes. I'll be there.
And there's no reason why you can't be.
Yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, just a fair person and with a good attitude.
Yeah. Well, I know through sports, many, many lives today are living wonderful citizenship lives mm-hmm. because of sports.
Yes.
And you were right in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And you can take, I know, a lot of pleasure from knowing that if these kids didn't have sports, you don't know what they would have turned out to be.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I want to thank you for this time. It was fun to visit with you about
it. Well, I thank you. And all the years that I followed you at the KRMG, I want you to know I enjoyed the great raft race and the truck driver conversations that come through. And
the Tulsa Mountain truck driver is what you're talking about.
Such a humanistic stories of your time on the radio.
Well, thank you. Thank
you. Nobody's matched it, and nobody ever will.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this was fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
as we shake hands.
Appreciate it.
You bet.